Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita, Liliana Montenegro.
¡Esa soy yo!
Play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, and welcome to the Short Stuff. I'm Josh. There's Chuck. Short Stuff. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. It's Short Stuff. Yeah.
So this one is courtesy kind of NC State University.
Go the Wolfpack. Yes. Thank you. I'm glad you said that.
Couldn't remember, huh? You were about to say Tar Heels.
I might have been.
Ooh.
I'm sorry.
Bad, bad, bad move.
I was going to call them the Golden Pirates of Love.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Well, if you ever found a university, I expect you to use that as your mascot. Okay?
That's Barry Manilow University.
Golden Pirates of Love. I saw that guy in person, in concert, front row center.
Yeah, when was that?
In Vegas. I don't know. 2013, 14, 15, 16, okay. 17, 18.
And was it great?
Oh, one of the best ever.
Yeah, I mean, I was a huge, huge Barry Manilow fan as a kid.
You would
have
like loved this.
Four or five of his records, and I'm sure my mom was just like, what is going on with this kid? Right? Doesn't he know that's not cool?
That kid ain't right.
But we're not talking about that. We're talking about your gross bed and the fact that you lay in it every night.
Yeah. How often do you change your bed sheets?
Once a week.
Yeah. Same here. I think that's normal.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not like I use the bathroom, take my clothes off, and then just go to bed without cleaning myself off every night either.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out that from investigations into the human bed, you would get the impression that all of us do something very similar to that every night, because apparently the human bed is, like you said, really, really gross on the microbial level, at least.
Yeah, and the point is not to gross you out, but it shouldn't gross you out.
Well, that's kind of my point.
If you're doing a once a week changeover, that's not too bad.
No, because you know we don't live on the microbial level, so we couldn't care less.
That's right. But when you get in your bed, there are trillions of microbes that make up your own human microbiome, and you're shedding this stuff. You're shedding, well, kind of gross stuff at times. But it's on that microbial level, so you just try not to think about it. But there are fecal, oral, and skin bacteria, that you're shedding in your bed on a nightly basis.
Yes. Under normal circumstances outside of this episode, you don't really think about that. But that's right. Also the reason that your parents taught you never to lick your own sheets.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, well, you got to get the food stuff out of there first, so you lick it then.
Well, you make a cup with one of your hands, the palm mm-hmm. of one of your hands, and then you use the other hand to scoop that stuff into the cup, and then you eat it like that, like a handful okay. of nuts. Don't ever lick your sheets. It's just gross.
All right, that's a good point.
So the point of all this is, like you said, it's not to gross everybody out, Chuck. It's to basically say, humans are primates. Let's find out how much our beds differ from other primates' beds. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, and these researchers at NC State University, I think in 2018, did this, and they found, as far as we go, about 35% of the bacteria in our beds come from us. Like I said, that the oral and skin and fecal bacteria,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, well, that makes sense. 35% coming from our own bodies. And we are really curious, because chimpanzees are close to us, what the deal is with them. Because here's the thing I never knew about chimpanzees. They build and construct a brand new bed for themselves every single day.
I did not know that either. I think that's a very refreshing fact that I had no idea about chimps. I see them in a different light now, and I feel like kind of a jerk for thinking they were a little dirty before.
Yeah, so they wanted to find out, like, what's going on in a chimpanzee bed. And what they were kind of zeroing in on is not like, ooh, how dirty are they, but how much of their own microbiome is in their bed compared to other stuff from their environment, since they're, you know, these beds are up in trees. Like, are there tiny little insects all over the place and, like, gross stuff from them?
Yeah.
Or is it mainly just stuff from the chimpanzee?
Yeah, the researchers were like, it's gross enough talking about human beds. Let's try to make everybody barf by talking about chimpanzee beds.
Should we cliffhanger it there and take a break?
You bet your sweet bippy.
You bet your sweet chimpanzee?
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back with Zippy the Chimp right after this.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Okay, we're back and we're with Zippy the Chimp. Is that a new chimp or is that like a throwback from the 50s?
Zippy was an actual lovey, as my daughter calls him, little stuffed animal.
Oh, okay.
That I had when I was little, and it had a hand that you could squeeze. It went...
Was he wearing red overalls and a red cap?
I think Zippy had red.
Do you remember when we used to make like galleries on the blogs?
Sure.
Like as part of our job?
You made knockoff loveys, right?
I made it one of the best galleries ever. It was like the most unsettling dolls of all time. And it was like 50 or 60 of them, but Zippy was definitely in there.
Those are weird times when they were like, page views equal money, guys. And
I know
if you could come up with like 100 pictures, let's say.
Yeah.
Well, it was
a step up from the knockoff wallets they had us sewing prior to that. I thank God for the blogs coming along.
Yeah, so Zippy wore red, and then my mom is so great. One of my favorite books growing up was Corduroy, the bear, the department store bear, and Corduroy wore green corduroy overalls, and my mom took a teddy bear, a lovey that looked like Corduroy, and made homemade these little green corduroy overalls for him.
That is so sweet.
And I still have that. Now my daughter has it in her room with her other 50 loveys.
That is very sweet. That is a great story. I'm glad you used that as a tangent. And not because that this article is a little thin.
Well, we are killing some time, aren't we?
So we're talking about this study where they wanted to basically compare human beds to chimpanzee beds to just, you know, basically make chimps look bad, point out how great humans are. And they went back and they looked at their findings and they went, what? And found that no, chimps actually are pretty clean if you compare beds to beds between humans and other primates, including chimps.
Yeah, I think they went to Tanzania, which is a great place to go if you want to get some chimps. And they got swabs from 41 chimpanzee beds or nests. They call them nests too. And then they tested those for the diversity, the micro microbial biodiversity. And then I think for 15 of those nests, they even use vacuums, because I talked about the insects and stuff that you're invariably going to get when you live in the woods in a nest.
Sure. Try to not get them.
Yeah, and they wanted to see kind of what was in there. So they vacuumed up about 15 of them. And then, like you said, they thought they were going to see about the same thing, which is that chimpanzees had a bunch of gross stuff from their own bodies in their beds. And they found the opposite. They found almost entirely, the beds were almost entirely lacking. They did find that the bacteria, environmental bacteria, is what dominated the nest and not chimpanzee gunk.
Yeah, no oral, no skin, no fecal bacteria even. And get this, everybody, like, if you sleep naked, yes, you're going to get some fecal bacteria on your bed sheets. It's just inevitable, no matter how clean you are. I'm sorry. We're talking about microbes here. It's okay. It's okay. Uh-huh. It's normal. Chimpanzees do not traditionally wear pants of any kind.
No.
They sleep naked all the time without variation, unless they live at a house and they wear pants. But that is definitely not the norm. Among chimpanzees in the wild, no pants. And yet, not a single type of fecal bacteria that's known to inhabit chimpanzees' feces was found in their nests, in any of the nests that they studied. Which means, sad to say, everyone, chimpanzees are way cleaner than you when it comes to beds.
Yeah, I mean, what we've done is we've gotten rid of, you know, we don't wear our shoes in bed, heaven forbid, and stuff like that. So we're not tracking in as much stuff from the outside. We generally change into jammies or heaven forbid if you sleep naked in your bed, like you were just talking about. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I can't do that. Never have been able to.
I have a friend who warned me never to sleep naked because he was in a house fire once. And his life was actually saved by the person whose apartment he was at. And he was sleeping naked and ended up outside in this condo complex, totally naked in the middle of the night. Because of this fire that, again, his life had just been saved from. So he was grateful to be alive, but also ungrateful to have been naked. And I don't believe he ever slept naked again after that. And he said one of the neighbors gave him like a blanket or something. But he was standing out there naked for a little while thanks to that house fire.
Yeah, I sleep on top of the covers generally. Like sometimes I'll snuggle up under in like the dead of winter. Mm-hmm. But I basically just sleep completely on top of a bed. And the thought of sleeping completely on top of a bed, completely naked, makes me feel vulnerable.
Yeah.
I think it's disgusting. Nobody wants to see that.
Sure.
And, you know, I don't know. I feel really vulnerable. Like,
oh, yeah. Like somebody could come along and punch you
anything.
In a terrible place. And
just whatever. I just don't want my parts exposed like that all night for like 8 hours in a row.
So instead you wear nothing but a blazer.
Porky Bigot.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good stuff. So anyway, where I was going is that our beds don't have a lot of that outside stuff.
Right.
Because we change into other things and we don't get that stuff on our bed generally. So it's just a less diverse set of microbes that are in our bed. It's mainly from our bodies.
Yeah, and there's no mystery to why chimps' beds are cleaner. They make their own nests, their beds, night after night from scratch. They just get a bunch of twigs and leaves and make a new bed every single night, which is pretty neat that they're like, it's gross to sleep in the same bed twice. I can't believe humans do it.
That's right. So we want to shout out once again, NC State
yep.
University and their paper, The Ecology of Sleeping, the Microbial and Arthropod Associates of Chimpanzee Beds.
Very nice.
It's quite a read.
Very nice. And since I said very nice twice, that means, of course, Short Stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.